We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Princeton LaxCast. I'm Jerry Price. I'm joined by Princeton head women's coach Chris Saylor. Coach, welcome.
Hi, Jerry. It's great to be back.
So a lot has gone on since we last spoke. A lot is about to happen for your team as you move into the season, but we have not done one of these podcasts since you announced your retirement after a long Hall of Fame career at Princeton. And I think we should start there, not necessarily with a rundown of all your accolades, because that would take a while, but just in terms of why now and what, if anything, does that change about this coming season in your mind as you go about your business?
I think why now? I just felt like the time was right for me. I really am looking forward to the next chapter. I have loved every aspect of this Princeton career and the program that my assistants and I have built over the years, and the team that we have coming back. But I just think the time is right in my life to just enjoy and pursue some other things that I'm interested in. And, you know, this is very much a 24/7 job. And I'm ready at this point in my life to have a little more time for myself, to do things with my partner, to travel, to, you know, just do the things I want to do at this point in my life.
Do you envision yourself doing any sort of lacrosse related things?
I think that remains to be seen. I'm sure I'll stay involved at some capacity, but to be honest, I haven't given a lot of thought to what's happening after yet. I'm really just focused on this season and really just trying to see this all the way through and pouring my heart and soul into this last journey with the team.
So speaking of that, as you go about, you know, your routine of practices and getting ready for games and such, are you able to put the fact that this is the last season for you on the back burner, or is that something that, you know, is always there with you and with the team?
Well, I think a lot of times I actually have it on the back burner. I mean, it seems that once we're into practice mode and season mode, I mean, I'm going about things the way I always did. I guess in the back of your mind, it's always there, but in the forefront, it's just the day-to-day getting out to practice, trying to prepare the team as best we can. I think for me, I'm really focused on trying to enjoy every aspect of the season and soak it all in and, you know, just try and impart as much wisdom and knowledge as I can to the team and just really have a great last season with this 2022 team.
I'm sure we'll have plenty of time to talk as the year goes along, but you know, don't about your career, but don't really want to take away from the current team and the current season. But one thing I would ask is, when you started at Princeton in 1987, did you envision staying this long?
I was 26 when I first arrived at Princeton. So no, I didn't think, you know, I didn't think in those terms whatsoever. I didn't think about having a long career at one place. I just arrived pretty eager for the new challenge to work in a league that, you know, I really believed in its philosophies and principles. And I had, from my own experience playing in the Ivies on a successful team, had seen that Ivy League lacrosse could succeed at very high levels. And so I was looking forward to the chance to help Princeton continue to grow their program and, you know, become a national contender.
So now that you are entering your final season, it comes after a year away due to the pandemic. And don't really want to get too into, you know, how the year off and such. But one thing I'm very curious about is, as you have started up again in the fall and now in the spring, what effect, if any, does the layoff have? Is that just something that you were able to work through with practices and scrimmages? Are you concerned about what happens when the games start? What effect, if any, is there from that long layoff?
Know that we can really tell yet. I mean, certainly last year when everybody else was playing and our kids were, you know, doing their internships or coming to our small group practices, things like that. You know, I definitely wondered how that year would impact. It will have been nearly 2 years since we've played in a game that meant something, that really counted, other than a fall ball scrimmage this fall. So, you know, but our kids are competitors and they're hungry, and many of them came back with improved skills. And certainly the younger kids are bringing an element of increased skill and athleticism to the team as well. And so, you know, I think we can't do anything about what happened last year and what, you know, the last 2 years have been. We're just really focused on today, trying to get better. And we'll see how we do when the game is on the line, you know, and on Sunday. But, you know, I believe in our kids and I think we're working hard and we're doing what we need to do to be ready to compete this year. I think there's a little bit of that element that we have something to prove, you know, because I think there are a lot of doubters. Oh, the Ivies aren't going to come back strong. Maybe, you know, they've been out for too long. But you know, I think our kids are going to have something to say about that by the way they play on the field.
So you had 19 players withdraw last year to be able to preserve that year of eligibility, which was, you know, maybe 70% of your team. That group is back now. The result of that is this your largest roster of 33?
Well, 33. Yeah. Interestingly, it's not as large as you might think. We have, you know, the 33 is probably the largest roster that I can remember, though, since probably the time in the 90s when we had varsity and JV. I mean, typically numbers for us are usually in the higher 20s to 30, but we had wanted to bring our numbers to 32. And so we're not too far above that now. And it's really, this number is working very well for us. In practice, we can get a lot of full field competition in with some subs, and it gives us some good depth for practice. And I think we've enjoyed this number.
We touched a lot about in the first segment about you and the team coming back. And I think now it's a good time to sort of run down who you have. And let's start with, you have a senior class that goes 9 players deep. 5 of those players are back from taking the year off, so they would have graduated had they stayed enrolled. They chose to take the year off, come back, and that group of 5 seniors is 5 four-year starters who are the cornerstone of your team right now, and that is attacker Kyla Sears, defenders Marge Donovan, Mary Murphy, and Olivia Pugh, and goalie Sam Fish. And I guess any conversation about your team has to start with that group of 5.
Absolutely. If they had chosen not to take the year off, we'd be in a really different place right now, obviously. But, you know, they just bring so much experience, and taking that year off, knowing that they wanted to come back to have this senior year in a Princeton uniform, They've done a great job leading the team, showing the way. We're going to rely on them so much, especially on the defensive end. I mean, four of them are in that defensive end of the field, and they're just doing a great job for us.
So you have, I should have mentioned this in the first segment, but you have a roster of 33. You have 16 players who have ever played in a game, which means you have 17 players who have yet to step on the field. And even some of the players who have played in games have played in no more than five in their career. So you have that group of players who have a lot of experience, and you're mixing in with that players with a lot of potential. So on the offensive side, and let's start at attack. And obviously Kyla Sears, who is already Princeton's career leader in free position goals, who's just a master at drawing free position opportunities, has a really good chance of becoming the all-time leading scorer in program history. Talk a little bit about Carla, and then fill in some of the rest of the players who will be playing on attack.
Yeah, well, Kyla, obviously, she is an incredibly special athlete, special leader for us this year. Interestingly, she's come back even better than when she left us, which is really hard to believe. We're like, Kyla, how did you become a better Dodger, more explosive on your time off? But she really worked at it. And I think playing in the sixes with USA, Team USA, that really helped her as well. But she's a master at her craft. She's become an incredible leader on that offensive end, and she is a threat to score every time she touches the ball. A more dynamic player, I don't know that you're going to see out there. She's just really spectacular and has the ability to finish and, as you say, draw those free positions. So she's going to be certainly the heart and soul of our attack, and she's leading a group that is incredibly inexperienced. Probably, I'm sure it's the most inexperienced unit that we've ever had on attack, but also, so much potential in that group. There's so much talent. There's just a lot of youth. And so having Kyla's leadership back there to calm and to organize is going to be incredibly important for us this year.
But who are some of the other players who will be playing with her?
Yeah. Well, you've got returning, you have Kate Mullum, who played in five games last year, but missed her freshman year because of an injury. And we have Grace Tuckus, who was a freshman in 2020, played in five games. And then we have other true freshmen, Nina Montez and Mackenzie Blake are doing a great job for us down low on the crease. And we also have Ellie Miller, who's going to be part of that offensive lineup as well. So we have a lot of youth, a lot of talent, and a lot of potential in that group, just not a lot of game experience. So we're going to need those kids to grow up pretty fast and to play with a maturity that, it belies their youth.
So two things I should say. One is, I don't think we've mentioned this to this point, but your team opens its season Sunday at Virginia. That's a noon start in Charlottesville. And I'm sure you've looked at the weather, and it's better than it was for your scrimmage on Sunday, which was played in the snow, but it's supposed to be in the mid-50s in Charlottesville, which will be a nice opener. And two, I don't think you have 17 players who haven't played in a game yet, because what you have is 16 juniors and seniors, 17 freshmen and sophomores, but some of the sophomores would have been juniors, but they also withdrew. So it's the point is the same, that you have a lot of players. A lot of youth, yes. So let's talk about the midfield now, and who do you envision getting production from there, and also who do you see taking the draws?
Yeah, well, Kari Bonanno is back for us. She was our second leading scorer in her freshman year, which was cut short due to COVID. And she's really fast, a big scorer, and great two-way transition player. So she's going to be a huge part of our transition game, of our draw control unit, and of the offense. And then you have Shannon Berry and Maria Pansini, who return as juniors, who've had about a year and five games under their belts. And so we'll use one of those likely at defense and one at midfield. They may switch on and off a little bit. And then we have two newcomers in Sam DeVito, who's like Kari, lightning fast, and is really going to help our transition game. And Sophie Whiteway, a tall, strong kid who's a real scoring threat. And then we have a pair, we have Lucy Gildahouse, who's a senior and Lillian Stout, a returning junior, who in 2019 was a FOGO for us on the draw. So we have some good depth in that midfield unit. In terms of the draws, we'll probably have Grace Tuckus take a lot of the draws. Sophie Whiteway's also been taking a lot of draws for us. And even Marge Donovan's getting in on the draw. So we do have, and Lillian, as I said, who was a draw kid for us in her freshman year, is another good option for us on the draw.
So we talked a bit about the players back on defense, the three of them who will be four-year starters together. Have you ever had that much experience? We talked about the inexperience on the offensive end. Have you ever had that much experience among your defensive unit? Just three players who have started together literally from day one.
I'm trying to remember. Sometimes the class years run into each other a little bit, but that is, we may have, I can't say for sure right off the top of my head.
That's an extraordinary thing to have. That's an extraordinary thing to have three players who play, and you throw Sam Fish in there too, in goal,
right,
who have played that much time together that they have to be so in sync with everything that they're doing on the field. Do you see that from them, even with the year away?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think everybody, when they came back, it's definitely adjustment. I think in the fall games, especially, just getting used to the pace of the competition, I think, and the intensity and the speed at which everybody moves, I think that was a little bit of a wake-up call for us in the fall. But everybody's gotten, you know, their legs under them now, and they know what's required. And those three play very well together. They lead well together. And they're certainly the backbone of that defensive unit. Having the three of them back, we were quite happy that they all made that decision to take the year off and return.
So who else will be playing on the defensive end?
Well, we've got a number of young kids who are knocking on the door. Sammy Phillippe looks like she's going to be in the starting lineup for UVA. She's a sophomore who was here on campus last year as a freshman. So she got to work out with the coaches all season. And I think that really gave her a leg up. We also have a pair of freshmen in Sam Whiting and Amia James, who've been doing well defensively. And then we may move one of the middies back, you know, depending on what lineup we play and how we structure that.
And whoever is, and I know this is really a hard exercise because we always leave somebody out. And every time I talk to you or I talk to Matt Matalon, and you have, or Bob Saray, somebody with a large roster, and you start to go through the roster, you're going to leave somebody out. But let's talk about the goal. Sam Fish, another four-year starter, All-American level player, and somebody who has had huge moments for your team in the past, a ton of experience, a ton of minutes in the cage. How much comfort does she bring to your defense and to your whole team?
So much. I mean, when you have a goalie backstopping your D who can make the kind of saves that Sam makes, who plays as consistently as she does, who can clear the ball, it just really makes a huge difference. You can take some more risks. You know that if you make a mistake, that she's going to be there to have your back. And that just gives such a sense of comfort to the D and, makes us an incredibly strong unit.
Your season opens at Virginia on Sunday, as we mentioned. From there, back-to-back home games against Temple and Cornell in the Ivy League opener. Cornell has been at the end of the season previously, so Cornell moving up to the Ivy League opener, that's March 5th. And then there's the trip to California at USC and at San Diego State over spring break, games against Penn State and Loyola on the road. The rest of the Ivy League gets in there. There's also Stony Brook, Maryland. So your schedule for your last season is, like the rest of them, very challenging. If you want to just sort of talk about putting that schedule together and also what you're looking forward to from the trip to California.
Yeah, I mean, I've always believed, and I learned this from my own college coach, that if you want to be the best, you have to play the best, you have to challenge yourself game in and game out. And so we intentionally put a number of top 10, top 12 teams on our schedule so that we're ready. We're ready for the Ivies, we're ready for postseason. We may not always have an undefeated record or go 13-2, but we feel like being able to play at that level and compete at that level will help us throughout the year. And then the trip to California, I think it's going to be a great bonding experience. You know, Sam Fish is from San Diego. So we really wanted to go out for her senior year and play in her hometown in front of her, you know, her family, you know, probably her high school and her high school coach, that type of thing. And I think it'll be a great opportunity for especially our seniors. We missed our international trip that we take with the team every 4 years due to COVID. And so taking this kind of a trip where we'll get some quality competition in at USC and then with San Diego State, you know, we'll also have a little bit of time in there to do some fun things while we're on the road. So a trip like that is great for bonding, connecting kids, and getting in some nice warm weather, putting some big smiles on kids' faces. So we're looking forward to having that time together over spring break.
Well, Coach Steller, thanks for being with us here on the first week of the Princeton LaxCast for 2022. We will be talking each week as the season goes along. So good luck at Virginia. We'll be back next week. We will we will talk about that game. We'll look ahead to Temple. One thing that's different for this year is that we are adding players to the podcast. So if you stay tuned, you'll be able to hear from senior captain Olivia Pugh, whom we already mentioned. But Coach, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Jerry.
And we will be back with Olivia Pugh after we take one more break. You're listening to the Princeton LaxCast.
Looking to get away this weekend but don't want to go far? How about a last-minute getaway to the Princeton Marriott at Forestal, nestled on 25 acres of lush woods and just a few minutes from campus? Enjoy tranquil guest rooms, state-of-the-art health club, indoor pool, and a full-service spa. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, craft cocktails and local beers at Iron and Ivy. Plus, their 2,100-square-foot M-Club lounge takes relaxation and convenience to a whole new level. If a wedding, reunion, or other social event is in your future, the Princeton Marriott has a variety of event spaces, indoor and outdoor. Located on College Road East across from the Forestal Village, explore all the Princeton Marriott at Forestal has to offer at PrincetonMarriott.com.
Back here on the Princeton LaxCast, I'm Jerry Price, and I'm joined by Princeton senior defender Olivia Pugh. Olivia, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So pretty exciting for you to be back in, on the field playing after the long layoff and to do so in your home state. So just talk a little bit about how you feel heading into your senior season and into the opening weekend.
Yeah, for sure. A long time coming. I sent an email to the team yesterday. It will have been 714 days since we last played. So definitely have that on my mind. And like you said, being able to play in Virginia, my home state, is really exciting. We'll have a lot of family coming out. And yeah, I mean, we've worked so hard. Everyone on the team has been through so much to get to where we are today. And so I'm just really excited to be able to put it all together and step on the field for that first time in so long.
It's Princeton at Virginia Sunday, a noon start. The weather should be good. Looks like it's going to be in the mid 50s. What's your weather take? Do you mind the cold? I bring this up because of the scrimmage the other day against the New York Athletic Club was played in very cold weather and snow. Was it fun? Was it miserable? How would you describe that?
I really enjoyed it, actually. And the weekend before, we had scrimmage outside and it was like 15 degrees and windy. And I thought that was worse than the snow. So definitely anything that's not like bitterly cold and, you know, anything when you get in the teens really starts to get down. But yeah, I'm excited to have nice weather. It's exciting, especially given that it's still February and it's looking like it's not going to be bitterly cold.
So let's talk about you a little bit before we get back to the team. Well, let's start out with how you got into lacrosse in the first place and what other sports you might've played when you were younger.
Yeah, for sure. So I started playing lacrosse when I was in fourth grade, and that's the first year that I attended St. Stephen St. Agnes. And I came home from school and told my mom that all my friends played this game called lacrosse and that I wanted to try it out. So, before that, I played soccer, and then throughout middle school and high school, I also played field hockey and ran track. So,
what was your event?
I was middle distance, 4x800, 4x400, and 500.
So, let's talk about lacrosse specifically, and actually compare it to field hockey a bit. Did you play defense in field hockey as well?
I was a midfield forward.
Did you score some goals? So you scored some goals, right?
I scored some more goals than I do. Yeah.
So how did you get into playing defense in lacrosse? And did you like scoring goals more than you like preventing goals, or the other way around?
Yeah. So my first coach was Maggie Vaughn. She was Harvard legend, took them to the national championship in 1990. She's honestly been my lacrosse idol and hero throughout the whole time I've played. And so she was a defender. So she kind of put me on defense that first year that I played lacrosse. And I really liked the tactical aspect of it, trying to read what the offense was doing. And, you know, I find huge thrill in getting interceptions or getting a knockdown. And so I think for me, it's maybe even more exciting than scoring goals, like when you make the big play and you're able to set up your teammate for the offensive play.
So when you got to Princeton, did you have a sense of where you were going to fit in? Were you expecting to play right away, which is how it worked out?
I wasn't, you know, I trained really hard over the summer and, you know, was just doing everything that I could to position myself in a place where I knew that I'd done everything I could. And, you know, fortunately that turned into me being able to play starting my freshman year. So I kind of came in with no expectations, just ready to work and ready to do whatever they needed for the team.
So not only did you start as a freshman, but two others started on defense as a freshman, Marge Donovan and Mary Murphy. You guys have started together ever since, but what was it like going into the first, couple of games freshman year with such an inexperienced group?
Yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking those first couple of games, just trying to, the pace is so much faster. And I think there's just really nothing, you know, we play fall ball, but the something about season, like the pace of the games and the intensity doesn't really compare. But, we were lucky enough to have Alex Argo and Noni Anderson kind of lead us as they were juniors and we were freshmen. So it was really great for them to kind of take us under their wing and provide that stability and confidence when maybe, you know, we didn't always have it as younger players.
What's it like now to have to have played so many minutes together, the three of you plus Sam Fish in the goal? You guys have to just be just completely in sync.
Yeah, for sure. There's something for me about when Sam calls out like where the ball is when she's in the crease. And as the attack is first getting into that set, I just like feel really comfortable and in the zone. And it's nice knowing that, you know, having Mary and Marge there also by my side, I know they're going to have my back no matter what.
So Princeton has nine seniors, but five seniors who withdrew last year to come back and all play together. That's the three of you on defense, Sam and Kyla Sears on attack. How tough was the choice? Did you guys decide to do that together? Were any of you leaning one way or another? Was it a group discussion? And then, just talk about what went into that.
Yeah, I think, we all applied for the leave of absence and then all ended up getting it. And I think knowing that Stony Brook had been the last game that we had played and the thought of not getting to step on the field again was definitely going to be a tough one. So I think for the most part, we made the decision independently, but kind of when discussing it together, we all had very similar reasons for why we took the gap year and that we really wanted the last year to be able to wear the Princeton jersey and come back together and hopefully make it far this year.
What did you do in the year off?
I worked remotely and then was traveling around to a few different places. So it's a good experience. I took a cross country road trip with my brother. So that was a fun time and definitely had experiences that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. So it's good.
What's next for you after graduation?
I will be working in New York. So it's exciting.
And one last thing before we let you go, this obviously is your last season, but it's the last season for Chris Saylor as the head coach of Princeton Women's Lacrosse. She's been doing it this is her 36th year of being the head coach of the women's lacrosse team at Princeton. Also like your high school coach, a Harvard graduate and one of the legendary coaches of all time. On a sort of, you have the macro and the micro level. On the macro level, there's all the stuff that she accomplished. On the micro level, it's just another season. It's business as usual. How much does it play into your mind knowing that this is it for your coach?
I think, yeah, when Chris told us back in November, I think it really hit everyone that, you know, every time we step on the field, it's just like another opportunity to continue to get better. And I think being able to have that in the back of our mind, clearly being seniors, it's going to be our last year as well. And so kind of being able to go out with her and, you know, continue her legacy and everything else that, but yeah.
I actually have one more thing for you. You're one of the team captains this year. What does that mean to you?
Definitely means a lot. I've really loved being able to give back to this team, provide leadership, and, you know, think about all the captains that came before me and like what a big impact they had on me and the team. And so being able to step into that role has been a huge honor, and I've really enjoyed it.
Olivia, I want to thank you for taking some time to be with us here as you get ready for the start of your first game of your senior year, and wish you luck on Sunday at Virginia and for the rest of the season. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
For Olivia Pugh and for head coach Chris Saylor, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for being with us here on the Princeton LaxCast. We'll be back next week with another episode where we talk about the season opener and look ahead to the games coming up. But once again, thank you for being with us, and thank you for your continued support of Princeton women's lacrosse.